You are listening to a sermon from Mission Point St. John. We hope this message encourages a deeper connection between you and Jesus, our Savior.
Without further delay, I'd like to bring your attention a word of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Carter, for allowing me to speak tonight. Amen. I always take this with preparation and opportunity to be a privilege to speak to you tonight. And amen. Praise the Lord. Book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. Hallelujah. If you're tired, say amen. Come on now. I'm going to have a hard time preaching tonight. Oh, if you preach with me, I'll try my best. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And tonight, I'd like to preach to you that is entitled, He Will Renew Your Strength. Hallelujah. Shall we once again worship the Lord tonight? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're so thankful, God, for what you're gonna do, oh God. Let your power and let your spirit move like never before. Let your spirit, Lord, oh God, move, Lord, oh God, and touch people's lives. Let your will be done, I pray. And let your unction of your spirit move, oh God. I ask all these things, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody say, amen. He will renew your strength. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. By definition, according to the dictionary Merriam-Webster, when you define the word strength, it means the quality or state of being strong or having the capacity for exertion or endurance. Amen. And so in our life as a Christian, as a human being, as a person, there are different situations or scenario that would require our strength. Yeah. Amen. And first is we use our strength to endure hardships in life. We use our strength as we go on our journey here in this world. Amen. In Job chapter 14, verse 1, the Bible says, man that is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. Amen. And so the introductory for us as a human being is as soon as we enter into this world, hallelujah, the Bible says that there's a certainty that we are all going to face some troubles in our life. Yeah. Amen. And you know, and the reason why that when we... the doctor, when a baby was born, then the reason that they can tell that the baby is alive is the baby would cry after that they are born. Amen. And so it just gives you a preview of, you know, of the days of challenges that would happen, that, you know, that you're going to face life and there's going to be a crying as part of our life because we are alive. Amen. I'm so thankful I am alive tonight. Amen. I'm so thankful that God gave me a breath. Amen. Hallelujah. And also at the same time, it means that as long as you're alive, there's going to be some challenges and troubles that we're going to face in life. And it's going to require strength. Amen. We all face difficulty in life and hardships and challenges as part of our existence here in this world. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 up to 16, this is what Peter was telling to the church, hallelujah, to the believers, and encouraging them, telling them, the Bible says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, verse 13,
Rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, or you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. Ye on their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Amen. When we go through fiery trials, amen. Hallelujah. We got to rejoice. That's going to be the response, initial response that we must have when we suffer, you know, as a Christian. Hallelujah. There's going to be a rejoicing because there's glory. Hallelujah. Despite of your challenges. Hallelujah. But let none of you suffer as murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. If ye any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. There's nothing to be ashamed of. As I have said, every one of us have different seasons in life that we go through. Amen. And there's nothing to be ashamed, but let you glorify God. Hallelujah. We got to glorify God when we face those challenges in life. And that's one reason or part that we use our strength is when we face those challenges in life. Second thing, the reason why we use strength is when God gives us capacity or exert or to perform our ministry or our assignment or our purpose. Amen. It's going to require us strength. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that the Lord saved me. I'm so thankful that God made me belong to the church. Amen. And I believe that God called us not only just to sit in the church, but I believe that God saved you because you have a purpose, you have a calling, you have a ministry. Hallelujah. And I believe that God's going to use us for his glory in these last days. Amen. And it's going to require strength when we perform that ministry. Amen. It's gonna require the ability for able to be able to work or to produce or to acquire wealth or to do the duties or and responsibilities that God has put in our shoulders, even in our families or to other people. The strength that you have, amen, is not there just to be stagnant, but it has to be used for the glory of God. That's why the Bible says that we should love the Lord our God with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. It includes our strength. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when we fulfill the calling of God in our life, amen, it has nothing, you know, we need the power of God. Amen. The Bible says that not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. The good news is, amen, we don't have to depend only on our strength. Amen. There is an anointing that God will place upon your life. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, in Acts 1:8, but they shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. Amen. The reason why God has given us the Holy Ghost is for us to give us power. Hallelujah. Amen. And power to be a witness and to preach the word of God. Anointing to be able to break yokes upon the lives of the people. Amen. Our preaching must not be just to entertain people, but there's going to be an anointing. Hallelujah. That when we declare the word of God, there's going to be change. There's going to be transformation. People will be renewed and people will give. Amen. We'll be touched and we'll be blessed because there's an anointing. Hallelujah, that comes from it. And so when we perform that duty, that ministry, that calling that God gives us, amen, he's going to help us, amen. He will strengthen us. Praise God. And lastly is, it requires strength also to provide toughness or power to resist temptation. Our strength is not only used just for an offense, but also, you know, or to attack, but also as a purpose to defend or for a protection. Hallelujah. There's going to be a strength that comes to us when we resist temptation. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Yeah, right. Hallelujah. And so in order for us to be able to resist the devil, we need strength. Where do we get our strength? The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And now where do we get our joy? The Bible says that in His presence there is fullness of joy. It means to say that we get our joy from His presence that gives us strength to be able to resist the devil. Amen. And what I'm trying to say is the bottom line, hallelujah, we need to go back to the source. We need to go back and tap ourselves to be able to be renewed by the power of God's presence, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The reason why sometimes we lose our strength is probably there is a shortage of the presence of God in our lives. It could be that the reason, hallelujah, we need to be renewed day by day. We need the presence of God. We need the Spirit of God in our lives. And also sometimes probably we lose our strength. It's because there could be some leak or cracks in our soul that whenever God fills us, we don't realize, but there's some things that just flows out, and you know, all of a sudden you realize that you feel depleted of your strength. And sometimes we also need to assess ourselves and check if there's anything leak, hallelujah, because we need to be filled with the strength of God, with the joy, hallelujah, that comes from God. But we gotta check sometimes if there's some leak. Amen. All the hopes, motivations, desire are now gone. Sometimes you feel like you want to quit. And we need to watch out for the joy robbers, church. There are some things that the enemy will try to use, hallelujah, to take advantage and make it like, you know, those joy robbers. They'll try to rob your joy, run out of joy, and will eventually lose your strength. Amen. That's why joy is such an important role in our lives. If you feel like if you're losing joy, then you're automatically starting to feel you're getting depleted. Hallelujah. That's why we cannot seek joy outside from the presence of God, because we will always fail. We'll always get disappointed. Amen. When we look on different places to fill in that joy, it has to be that God is the center of our everything. It has to be that God is the source of our joy, our satisfaction, our fulfillment. Amen. That when we are in the presence of God, you know that God is filling things in your life. Amen. And you feel strengthened, hallelujah, through the power of the Holy Ghost. And sometimes we have to watch out, hallelujah, the entry points that the enemy can come in, and that is your eyes and that is your ears. We gotta make sure that we always be cautious on what you let, you know, what you allow, and you know, to enter into your eyes and enter into your ears. Because your eyes is the window of your soul, and ears is where we hear the Word of God. And so if we listen to the words of God, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And so when we tune our ears to be able to hear God's voice, then faith is built in you. But if you keep on listening on negativity and things that, you know, the lies of the enemy, hallelujah, and then that's where fear is built. And so that's why we need to be cautious what we allow into our system. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to watch out. Amen. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes, you know, we cannot depend everything on our own strength. That's why we need the Spirit of God to help us. We need the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. If we are feeling tonight that we are getting tired, or if we're feeling that we're running out of our strength and we feel depleted, hallelujah, and performing ministry and performing, you know, or doing the duties that God has placed, or just being, you know, facing life in reality, and if we're feeling, you know, weak tonight, Hallelujah. I have good news for you tonight. The Lord is here. He will renew your strength. He will renew your strength. Hallelujah. We need the renewal of strength. We need to go back to the source. Don't go anywhere. Don't go somewhere else. Go back to the presence of God. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us that we need to learn to trust Him, to wait upon the Lord, and to focus on Him and place our faith in God. Hallelujah. Most of the people, sometimes when they get overwhelmed with life situation, they tend to give up and they would say it's too hard or it's too long for waiting and I can't do it anymore. Hallelujah. Because the strength that they have cannot sustain them through because of the hardship and all the things that they've been facing, and they don't have patience anymore to endure. Hallelujah. And what I would like to tell everyone tonight, that don't face your situation alone. You gotta face it with God. Right. Hallelujah. You gotta do it with God. You gotta do it with people that surround you in the church, with your brother, with your sister. Hallelujah. Don't isolate yourself. Yeah. Amen. Because that's where the enemy can attack you. Whenever you start isolating yourself away from the flock, away from the church, and by yourself, and you start, feeling you're having pity party sometimes, and that's where the enemy comes in and put negative thoughts in your mind. Yeah. Hallelujah. But don't do it by yourself. The Lord is with you and the church is here for you. Yeah, right. Hallelujah. If you are alone, amen, you get easily discouraged. But if you are with the church, amen, if you're connected with the church, that's where you get, amen, the fellowship, the strength. Hallelujah. The joy of being with other people. Yeah. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27. The Bible said, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God?" This passage is a part of the first section of Isaiah, which focuses on the indictment and judgment of the people of Judah and Jerusalem for their unfaithfulness to God. So in this specific verse, the prophet Isaiah is addressing the people of Israel and Jacob who are expressing doubts and frustrations about God's perceived absence in their lives. They feel like God has already abandoned them. They feel like God don't care about them anymore. They seem to have lost hope and believe that God has overlooked their situation and God has abandoned them in their time of need. This verse reflects a common human experience of feeling abandoned by God and struggling with a sense of hopelessness. This verse is indicative of the larger theme of the book of Isaiah, which emphasizes the importance of faith and trust in God, particularly in times of hardship and suffering. Throughout the book, Isaiah urges the people of Israel to turn back to God and rely on His strength and faithfulness. The verse highlights the contrast between human doubt and God's unwavering faithfulness and sovereignty. Hallelujah. I like the way in New Living Translation is read in verse 27. In New Living Translation, it says, "O Jacob, how can you say that the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your right?" Hallelujah. And so sometimes as a human being, we cannot deny that sometimes we feel like God doesn't care, or probably sometimes God don't listen to our prayers anymore, and we feel like God is nowhere to be found, and when we experience troubles, we feel like we are by ourselves. And I don't know if you could relate at that time, you know, at some point of your life when we feel like we are by ourselves. And when we pray, it seems like it's hard to have a grasp of the presence of God. We feel like there's nothing going in. And then when we pray, it feels like our prayers just bouncing off the walls or on the roof. Amen. And we feel like we're not connected enough with God. And it's just natural when we go through those type of situation. But the Bible says, amen, hallelujah, don't you know, hallelujah, in verse 28, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Hallelujah. Amen. When you face those type of situation, the Bible is reminding us, hallelujah, you know, you gotta realize, did you not know, amen, just in case you forget, that the Lord our God that we serve, amen, he gives power to those people that are weak. Amen. He still listens to you. He still hears you. He still cares for you. Amen. What I'm trying to say here tonight is this. Whenever you feel like you're being overwhelmed, amen, and when you feel like there's nothing going on and you feel like God is not hearing your voice, amen, I'm here to tell you, God, hallelujah, hears your prayers and God will renew your strength. Hallelujah. Don't depend only on your strength, but trust in God. Trust in God, because he will renew your strength. Amen. Wants to let you know that you are serving a powerful God. Hallelujah. You are serving the God who is not weary, who doesn't faint, or who doesn't slumber nor sleeps. That is the kind of God that we serve. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. It just tells us, making us realize, it doesn't matter if you're still young, if you feel like you still have lots of energy in you, there will be some times, hallelujah, that you still fall, that you still feel weary. Amen. The verse is trying to make us realize, don't only depend on your capacity. Don't depend only on what you can do. Hallelujah. Just depend on God. Trust in God and be in his presence. And let God renew you. Let God strengthen you. Hallelujah. Even in your prime age, even if you're in your peak of your strength, hallelujah, we cannot still, you know, it's still not reliable. It's making us realize that God, in overall, in totality, he is the one that we can depend on tonight. Don't depend on yourself alone. It's not about what we can do. It's about what God can do through us. It's what God can do through us. And so that's why in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, our verse, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, amen, and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. No matter what season of your life you're in right now, church, the Lord will renew your strength. Because his strength is perfect when we are weak. His grace is sufficient to us tonight. And so in verse 31, if we're going to notice the progression, it goes somehow opposite. Because at first, the Bible tells us, it mounts up as as eagles flying, telling us flying. And then it tells us in the second, it mentioned running. And then thirdly, walking. Because if you want to fly and soar up high, you know, in order for you to gain momentum, it's like, you know, riding in a plane. You know, it starts slowly first, and then it gains that momentum, it runs, and then all of a sudden it just take off and fly. But the verse that we are reading somehow opposite, you're still first at flying, running, and walking. And I've been thinking, why is this that it has to be this way? If you look at it, hallelujah, that something, you know, so it could be a representation of our season in life. And the reality is, we're not always on top. You know, not all the time that we are always feeling that, you know, that jumpy and, you know, feeling that rejoicing. You don't feel, always feel like you're always in victory. And so sometimes when you are up there, it's great. You're having victory. You're having revival. Everything's, you know, turning into your favor. Everything's working the way you have planned. And that's great. Feels like you're there flying. You're above the storm. It feels like you can conquer anything. And there's some season that happens like that. Amen. And you know how it feels like when, you know, when you're experiencing victory. You know what it feels like when you have your breakthrough. You know what it feels like when you receive your healing, your blessing, your miracle. And you just feel like you're burst out of that joy and rejoicing. And that's great. But the reality of life is it's not always like that. There will be times that you feel like just want to take it slow a little bit. And that's why in the Bible says when you fly, you start running. You know, if you're not there in that hop high, you can still run. You still run, take your time. You're still, you know, still running the race. But there will be time that you will have to just walk. You just have to walk. I think the lesson that we can hear, get from here is that no matter what season of life you may be in right now, probably flying or just in that middle running, or if you feel like you're just taking it slow, little by little, one step at a time. But the message is, you gotta still keep on moving forward. You gotta move forward. It doesn't say that you gotta stop there. It doesn't say that, you know, it doesn't say that you're gonna give up. That whenever you're, you know, when you're experiencing the you know, those different seasons in life, we gotta make sure that we are moving forward, church. We're not going backward. We gotta move forward. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, you know, and I don't know where you are right now tonight in your walk with God. I don't know what season you are in right now. I'm rejoicing with you if God has blessed you and God has given you the prayers that you've been praying. I'm happy for you. Amen. And I sympathize at the same time. Amen. I'll pray for you if you're feeling that you're in your rock bottom season of your life. And we are here for you. Amen. But the message is you just got to keep moving forward. You're going to keep moving forward, church. Yeah. Hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if you're flying, running, or walking. Keep moving forward. Don't stop, church. Don't quit. Don't throw the towel in. Amen. Don't go back to where you came from, because the Lord will sustain you. So what if you're having issues in life? I may have to go forward anyway with the issues in my life. So what if I'm having sickness right now? I'm still going to move forward with that sickness right now. So what if I'm having doubts? I may have doubts, but I'm still going to move forward. So what if I'm feeling like I'm feeling weak? That's okay. You can take one step at a time. So what if I'm having financial struggles? Yes, amen, but I'm still going to move forward. So what if I'm having those fear in my heart? That's okay. You can still move forward. Amen. The message is always to move forward. Amen. When you're feeling tired, when you're feeling low, hallelujah, you can move forward, church. Because God will restore your strength. I've heard a preacher at one time that, you know, that verse in verse 31 that, you know, they that wait upon the Lord, the word wait there can be also interpreted as, you know, as serving. The same as, you know, when you go to a restaurant, when what does the waiter does? You know, the waiter does is they'll serve you. Amen. And so though, I think it's also a good thing to be, you know, to realize that when we are waiting, we're just not waiting for nothing. Right. But we're going to wait, amen, with service. Amen. And being faithful to God. Hallelujah. Just keep on being faithful in your service to God. And amen. And He will renew your strength. Church, we are almost end of the 2024. Some of us may have a great and wonderful year. Some of us may have a rough year. It may be a year for you that you've been experiencing sickness and challenges and losses and pains and discouragement. But we cannot use that as a reason to stop moving forward. Hallelujah. I'm gonna close tonight, but I'm just going to read this last verse. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. And 17, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our affliction, light affliction, which is but for a moment, it's only for a moment, worketh for us as for more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Paul is telling the church in Corinthians is that, amen, our outward, our external situation, our physical body may wear out, but your inward man is renewed day by day. And the secret is because you are connected with the source through the power and the presence of God, and making us realize that our affliction that we face, it's just temporary. It cannot compare to the glory that is about to come. Yes, you are dealing with things in life. That's okay. God is there for you. You know, we cannot compare the greatness of the glory when the day comes, when God comes. We're going to see the glory because you've been faithful. That's why the Bible says, Jesus said, you know, when that time, the Bible says that God will welcome us and says, thou good and faithful servant. It's about faithfulness. It's not about how great you sang, or it's not about how well you played instrument. It's not how well you know, do things, but it's about the faithfulness that goes behind what you do. Because that's what the most important thing is, just being faithful. And when you are faithful in serving God and just keep on moving forward, amen, there is a renewal of strength that comes to it. That's the reason why I ask anyone, if you're tired tonight, and it's kind of interesting how everyone respond. I'm not sure if that's you just caught off guard, or maybe there's a half-truth with that. I don't know. Amen. But I've come here tonight just to tell you that God will renew your strength. Amen. The Lord knows where you're at right now. Amen. And just God is just impressing my heart just to tell the church tonight that He is here and He is with you, that He cares for you and He loves you and He will restore your strength. Just keep on serving God and moving forward with faithfulness, and you're going to see His hand minister to you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information, connect with us on our website at missionpoint.ca. God bless you.